7:48, 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Daybreak Nevada, and we have talked so much, and a lot of people have talked about COVID and the handling of COVID by governmental authorities, and one physician does not think that it is being handled right by government. Dr. Andy Lazarus, a physician board certified in internal medicine, more than 25 years of experience in primary care, internal medicine, and geriatrics. I won't get into all of his certifications, but he's got a lot of good stuff behind him here. He has a new book, The Geriatric Vengeance Club in the Era of COVID. Dr. Lazarus, thank you for spending some time with me this morning. You know, Nevada is finally opening up, and hopefully by the by June 1st, we will be totally open. Where has government went wrong in handling COVID? And I'm sure that's a question that you could talk for about an hour on.
You can. And that is kind of what my book's about. It's a fictional account of a doctor like me who works in long-term care facilities where I watch people who are older get COVID, and I watch people who are older be quarantined, locked in their rooms, prevented from seeing their families and friends for a year now. Where the government went wrong is exactly there. They neither protected these older people because we could have had rapid testing a year ago. We still don't have it. They fooled all of us into thinking masks work, which they clearly don't. Every one of my 600 patients who has had COVID caught it from someone wearing a mask. And they have no value. And we also know that quarantines are killing more people than they're helping, especially younger people. So, yeah, you talk about opening up Nevada, been open the whole time. We should have taken protective measures against long-term care facilities, which really meant testing people going in and out, and everyone alone, giving them warnings about kind of what helps and what doesn't, and then letting them live their lives. Because as human beings, we've been deprived of our lives now for a year, deprived of our rights. And I'm a liberal, and I'm furious that we are using the guise of science to support this. Not an ounce of science has supported anything that Dr. Fauci or a lot of these governors are doing, and it's infuriating.
Now, I have been very, very careful. You know, I'm an essential worker, as they like to call it, and came here every day, limited my interactions with people. And, you know, how much of that sort of thing have we done to was actually necessary?
Almost none of it. Now, we know from previous outbreaks, this is not the first break. We've had one 3 years ago that killed 2.5 million people in the world, same as COVID. We know from all those outbreaks that we gather big groups, whether we're wearing masks or not. Masks do nothing. But in terms of just interacting with people, this is not something that should be restricted at all. We also know that hand washing does nothing to prevent COVID. In fact, using all this hand sanitizer is actually making us more prone to get it, where all our bacteria is being killed. And that's what we use to fight viruses. So again, it's been a scare tactic war against together, and most of that was completely unnecessary.
It seems to me that there is a campaign of disinformation on both sides of this issue. What say you?
Yes, and that's one of the problems, is that President Trump came out and denied that it exists, which really was not the right thing to do. It exists, and it's a very serious infection among older people. We accept where it's most damaging. Anyone who's not in a nursing home, the risk of dying is less than flu. It's 1 out of 2,000. And then the other side, who just latched onto every word from Dr. Fauci, despite the fact that he constantly changed his mind, that he did absolutely nothing to support people from the quarantine. He could care less about people who were being quarantined. And there was no science behind anything he said. But the liberals latched onto him because they sent that Trump. So it became a battle between Trump and Fauci. As I say in my book, both to me were very reprehensible characters in this area. And unfortunately, everyone in the middle is silent. there was no one left in the middle. I consider a guy like Scott Atlas, who was a doctor, more conservative, to be very accurate. He was accurate from the beginning, but he was censored dramatically, and everyone else was censored. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, you're right, two narratives that you can't have anything in the middle. It's hard.
Do you think, and Dr. Andy Lazarus, his new book, The Geriatric Vengeance in the Era of Club in the Era of COVID, do you think, and we got about 45 seconds here, do you think that the way this was handled was more political than scientific?
It was absolutely not scientific, and it was completely political. And it was also based on each side took this as a way to forward their agenda, mostly the liberals. And they were not willing to accept the damage they were causing to society. Even to this day, there's very few people who are willing to accept that the quarantine was far more lethal than the virus itself, because politically they've latched themselves to necessary, and it's going to be really hard for them to now come back and say none of this was necessary or effective.
Dr. Andy Lazarus, a new book, The Geriatric Vengeance Club in the Era of COVID. It's an amazing read. And thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks for me, and congratulations on opening up. I'm jealous.
All righty. Daybreak Nevada continues at 7:55.